Gentlemen and female gentlemen, the transgender movement is in very big trouble. Yeah, incredibly big trouble. So Elon Musk, the guy that everyone's talking about these days, known for many things like multiple impregnated women, among other things that are obviously less important than that, he retweeted this tweet saying how Wisconsin's budget recommendation in 2025 to 2027... Dude, why the f*** are they spending money on this shit? He wants to change some words, okay? Word previously used, wife or husband. That should be changed to spouse. Word previously used, mother. We should change that to inseminated person. Word previously used, paternity. Change to patronage. Words previously used, father. No. Change to natural parent. Word previously used, man-woman. Well, that should immediately be changed to person. I personally offended. I would call it per son or daughter. This is already sexist, in my opinion. But I have to say, this is crazy. So Elon Musk is like, hi, mom. I mean, inseminated person. Like, this is actual f***ing retarded shit. This is why the transgender movement is literally cooked. That's why they're cooked. If they were just like live and let live people, no one would give a flying fuck. But they are coming for your language. You have to call your mom inseminated person? Dog. I don't want children even knowing what inseminated means, to be honest. This is fascism. Fascism is when they change and force you to speak a certain way. All the people chanting Trump is a fascist, meanwhile they slap you across the face with their cock, or lack of cock, purely to make you speak the way that they want you to speak. The movement is so cooked right now, it's crazy! Sydney Watson just dropped a video 9 hours ago, the spectacular collapse of the trans movement, and I am very eager to see how cooked everything is right now. Now, as you know, I personally, Lord Nuxenor, lover of downfalls, breeder of chaos, am literally here and excited to see how insane has gotten. I do like downfalls a lot, actually. It's not healthy. My therapist requested that I tone down downfalls, but I heard that the downfall was glorious, and there are tears to be collected. So let's dive right into it, baby. I am so ready for some f***ing chaos.
How many genders are there?
Two. Oh my god, she has to whisper it! Because God forbid she'll say it out loud! She might get stabbed! That's a hate crime right there! Dude, look how scared she was to answer that question. Holy fuck.
It's a spectrum, so like, a lot?
Can you name me-
A lot?
No. If you?
You don't think that they're-
Wait, what? Wait, why are we in the courtroom? Hold up.
There really is any clear-cut distinction between male and female as biological categories, is that correct?
So, I do not define what a woman is because I do not identify.
Sir, have you considered buying signs from Tony LC Signs? Tony the homie has some shit to sell you, sir!
Identify as a woman. Womanhood is something that is an umbrella term.
That was a reference for those of you that don't know.
Well, 3 years ago, a Florida family story went viral for raising a gender-neutral baby.
That has to be a fucking crime. A gender-neutral baby? The fuck does that mean? Huh? Dude, that's the thing. If it wouldn't have gone to like an insane extreme, no one would give a shit. You know who actually negatively affects the transgender community? The fucking transgender community! These activists are like fucking poison! Gender neutral baby, what does that even mean? They cut the baby's cock off because, I think the baby's it's a girl, actually.
I identify as non-binary.
I was fast-tracked onto puberty blockers and then testosterone.
Gender clinics across the country have seen a huge rise in child referrals.
I have been misgendered 3 times.
What? No! The audacity! No! What? Anyway.
In the past 24 hours.
A Christian teacher who was banned from teaching for misgendering a pupil has...
What is happening? Literally, what is happening? What the fuck is going on? They're firing Christians for misgendering children? Dude, what is going on? Oh my god. And they wonder.
Lost his high court.
I can't even get through the intro. All right, we gotta lock in, bro.
Bustle.
He got the axe for failing to use a transgender student's preferred pronouns.
Please do not use gendered language to address everyone.
No. I'm a member of the transgender community. More accurately, more specifically, I'm what you call gender non-binary or gender non-conforming.
I'm so glad that everyone has had enough of this.
Wow, we are literally entering a new era. And I think the truth is, again, if you, in your own private time, wanted to do whatever you wanted to do, I think that the majority of people would respect you. Well, maybe not respect you, but let you live. You know what I mean? Like, I don't give a shit what anyone does. Literally, I don't give a flying fuck what you do in your private time. Oh my god. You are literally crippling your own shit. Live and let live. Literally. I don't care.
Hi, my name is Sydney. Welcome back to Hell.
Here we are. Hell. Woo! Hell is 100% cooked. That's crazy.
And as per usual, before we launch into...
Did you see the Hunter Schafer nonsense? The what? The huh? It's trending everywhere. People are really angry. What the fuck? What are you talking about? Oh my god, there's so much chaos. There's so much chaos! This is 325,000 likes. This is 34 million views. What is happening? Hunter Schafer reveals that her new passport now lists her sex as male instead of female. This is the drama. I'm not making this post to fearmonger or create drama or receive consolation. I don't need to. I do think it's worth posting this sort of...
Hello, internet. I don't really post much these days, but I had a bit of a harsh reality check today and felt like it's important to share with whoever is listening. So I'm sure most of us remember on... I think the first day of Trump's presidency, he signed an executive order to declare only two genders recognized by the state, male and female, assigned at birth.
Recognized by the government, but yeah.
And as a result of this, which I wrote down because I want to get it right, the Bureau of Consular Affairs has frozen passport applications requesting a gender marker change or renewals or new applications with a gender marker differing from an applicant's gender assigned at birth. So my initial reaction to this,
okay,
because our president, I'll believe it when I see it.
Why wouldn't you believe it? Okay, whatever. Passport number, male. Alright, that's the whole drama? That's the drama? We are never gonna stop existing and never gonna stop being trans. A letter on my passport won't change that. So why are you so upset? I don't understand. If it's who you are, then why the fuck are you so mad that a letter changed on your passport? Again, I don't think anyone actually cares what people decide to do with their own private life. People don't care what you do with your private life. People just don't want to actually be fucking sucked in and forced to change their outlook on the world or their verbiage or what they say. Who cares? This is such an irrelevant thing, I think, at least from my perspective. Again, I don't have this issue, so maybe I'm being cringe about it. Maybe I'm being lame about it, alright? Because I don't have this specific issue. What the fuck do you care if a letter on your passport changes?
Today's video is sponsored by Incogni. Ooh. I hope you all liked the very dramatic introduction that I tried to execute for this video. I'm trying to do something different, okay? I expect all of you to tell me in the comments that I am the Lord of Editing.
God damn, Lord of Editing!
I shall scream. Anyway, as many of you know who've been around this channel for a number of years, I have continually brought you stories concerning the transgender movement and its weird cousin, the gender ideology movement. Ooh. Although at this point, they're more like conjoined twins, just fused together to bring the rest of us suffering.
Yeah, because it's an ideology. That's most of the people that push this shit don't actually even feel anything themselves different. It's just, it's a virtue signaling thing. You need to be the type of guy that'll stand on your platform and shout at the people about how wholesome and inclusive you are.
But I have always believed that had these ideologies simply stayed on Reddit and on Tumblr and in the recesses of academia, things might have turned out.
And in your own house! Again, no one actually, I think, is that upset or frustrated when someone lives a lifestyle themselves that doesn't affect anybody else. No one cares. You could do whatever the fuck you want. Just don't push shit on other people in general. Like, I don't know. I feel like that's like the most basic shit ever.
Out differently. But no. But for the last decade or so, the conjoined twins have been beating down the door of every single institution, both politically, medically, socially, and basically calling for outright submission from absolutely everyone.
True.
Through force.
I mean, look, I know that, I have a doctor in my family. I know, big shock, Nux, Jewish guy has a doctor in their family. It's crazy. Doctor in my family that works in an emergency room, and someone came in, like, after getting into, like, a car accident. I don't remember what actually happened. They went into the emergency room. They needed crazy surgery and stitches and x-rays and everything. And, you know, the person was barely speaking, okay, because they were, like, injured. And my cousin, the doctor, is writing the fucking medical charts. And it says sex, and she just writes male because, you know, the person had a penis, and they're just wheeling the guy into fucking different rooms. And a lawsuit was threatened for writing male on the medical chart. That's insane. That's fucking crazy. That's fucking fascist. That's crazy. What the fuck? Are you serious? Threatened a lawsuit for that? For that? Like, bro, you have got to be delusional. It was thrown out because it's obviously delusional, but it's stressful.
Mostly, and against all logic and reason, this ideology, these ideologies, have become mainstream. I really, really wish it had all stayed on Tumblr. As things have accelerated, well, I have
Germany, two trans-identified male inmates housed in women's prisons were transferred out after threatening female inmates. Weird.
Told you stories about violent male criminals housed with female inmates.
I mean, I saw this story. I looked this up on a previous stream. Someone in my chat told me about it. I couldn't believe it. Apparently, there were trans people that went to court. I mean, no one knew they were trans, okay? Everyone thought they were male. And then they said, we are actually trans. So they ended up going to a female prison. And then they impregnated their roommates. And raped a bunch of women in female prisons. And it's like, again, when it comes to an ideology that you have that is, you know, your own lifestyle, I don't give a fuck. But when it's affecting other people, then honestly, your personal rights do not trump anyone else's personal rights.
I've walked you through the many, many ways this idea.
In fact, a 2018 study found that many vulva owners, as a result, many heterosexual vulva owners, they can't say woman! Bro, they can't say woman! Oh my god, that's crazy! No! Oh god!
Ideology has attacked and erased women and motherhood. I've told you about men beating the snot out of women in women's sports, and how this movement has destroyed our entire comprehension of the English language so that we might accommodate the zirzims and their chest feeding and chemical-
Chest feeding? Oh, you've gotta be kidding me. This is insane.
Chemically-induced nipple discharge.
Nipple discharge? Oh, all those vagina havers over there. Them and their nipple discharge.
Yeah, I bet that's an image you're glad I put in your head.
Actually, yes it is. I happen to very much like nipple discharge. Me and Homelander, we got a lot in common, what can I say? Nipple discharge for days, boy.
Poor them.
What's a vulva owner? A woman!
On your cereal. I am sorry, that's a lot. So with that in mind, what will come as a surprise to none of you is that this-
Yeah, people had enough. That's the surprise. Turns out, people actually had enough of borderline fascist enforcement of rules, forcing you to change normal fucking words.
Ideology, these movements have finally pushed things way too far. And now they get to see the fruits of their labor come to fruition.
Yeah, because honestly, they pushed it too far and now no one actually has any sympathy for this shit. Like, I mean, I'll be real, all right? When this all started, if I say, thank you, sir, and they say, excuse me, it's ma'am, you know what I would say? Sorry, excuse me, ma'am. Because look, I want to get on with my day. I don't want to fucking offend anybody, all right? And I think that's what most reasonable people would do if that just happened to them on the street. But now that it's like an ideology that's forcing speech down your throats, forcing you to conform to actual retardation shit, no one wants to do that anymore. No buckling at all to something that your values go against for whatever reason. And like, it's the same shit in video games, right? It started off with, yeah, we're only gonna change the lore of certain video games every once in a while. It's no big deal. Oh, why do you care that they, you know, they changed the races of different characters in the remakes? Like, what does that really matter? It's the same game. What do you care if now there are female custodies in Warhammer 40K and we changed the lore a little bit? All these little things, you're right. They don't matter in a vacuum. But on principle, even if it's irrelevant, no more buckling to bullshit because it just opens the floodgates for them to be more fascist with their overreach and they will destroy everything. Everything. And that's the craziest shit that happens. Like, it starts with, you know, female custodies and then it ends with the transgender emperor of mankind funding gay orgies in Nepal. All right, listen. That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? You cannot buckle. They say no plastic straws, only paper straws. I will use 2 plastic straws in every drink.
In ways that they didn't quite expect. As most of you likely know.
Oh my God, it's orange. It's Drumpf.
Since day one of his presidency.
Day one. From this moment forward, there will only be one gender. Bet you didn't see that one coming. One gender. We will call them gay. Gay people everywhere, a single gender, no more discussion.
Donald Trump has signed several executive orders that walk back some of the-
No more men and female sports because there's only one gender now. Single gendered gladiatory sports. It's gonna be crazy.
The insanity integrated into US society over the last decade or so. The first was an executive
order- No more women! We're keeping men. We're just removing one of the We did a little trolling.
But stating that the US government will only recognize 2 sexes. As an aside to-
Actually, he said 2 genders, not 2 sexes.
I find it endlessly embarrassing that we needed someone to sign an executive order stating that there are only 2 sexes, given that this is something that we have understood forever. It is odd that the last 10 years or so has completely eliminated all logic and reason. It's
crazy how that happened.
I struggle with this. The second executive order will essentially remove transgender and gender ideology weirdos from military service.
I mean, listen, I'm not saying this as like a dunk. This is not an insult. Because I swear, I don't mean this as an insulting way at all. I'm just telling you like a literal statistic. In fact, I'm not even going to tell you the statistic. I'll just show you the statistic. Apparently, more than 40% of transgender people are suicidal. I am not saying that this is everybody, obviously. But any group of people with a suicide rate that high should not be in the military. The military is like an incredibly stressful environment. Like a literally insanely stressful environment. And I don't think any group of people that has a suicide rate like that should be in the military. Regardless.
rightly pointing out that the military's existing policy excludes people who have medical conditions and physical defects. The third executive order will end gender-based mutilation of minors.
This is, like, incredibly based. I love how everyone, you know, everyone goes out there, kids can't consent, and everyone's like, you know what, that makes a lot of sense. And then it's like, all right, now we're going to cut their cocks off.
And in his most recent move, Trump signed a fourth executive order banning men from women's sports.
Again, this is the most obvious basic bitch shit in the universe. And everyone who opposes this is literally dying on an insane hill. Like an actually insane hill to die on. Because men and women, you know, from birth, have different biologies, okay? Men and women, if they got into a fight, man versus woman, statistically, the man will beat the ever-loving shit out of the woman. So taking a biological male, because they put a different name tag on, now they can beat the shit out of women. Again, in my opinion, live and let live. I don't mind what the fuck you do on your own time. But holy fuck, it's impeding on the rights of women. What is happening?
This common sense action from President Trump ends the disgusting betrayal of women and girls by the previous administration, who for years catered to radical activists who wanted biological males to be treated as women in workplace showers, competitive sports, prisons, and even rape shelters.
Once again, crazy. Unsurprising to none of you, this has caused a lot of screaming from usual suspects.
Oh. It's crazy that people are even mad about this. Again, I feel like every single person that thinks this is stupid, I think all of those people need to be looked into. Honestly, their rights to vote should be revoked. We should go fascist on these people. Hell yeah, dude. People are gonna take that out of context. I'm obviously joking. But that's crazy.
But with all of this said, and with everything that I'm about to lay out in the rest of this video, I want to make one key crucial point that basically summarizes why we're talking about this.
All right.
These executive orders have obviously resulted in a ton of screaming.
But yeah!
The people doing the screaming...
Public meltdowns, baby! That's what we're here for.
...haven't stopped for a single second to realize that they did this to themselves. So I'm going to walk you through what led us to
this
point.
Let's go, dude!
And it's terrible.
All right,
and
we got to do this. We got to look into the downfall. Downfall time.
I'm sorry in advance. But you want to know what I'm not sorry about? You protecting
your internet privacy with Incogni.
It's insane. Incogni also risk. I would argue link code that most of us, me included, started off pretty indifferent to all of this. Mm. I can only speak for myself, but I've always been pretty live and let live. You want to call yourself...
Again, I think this is just what most people did. You want to do whatever you want to do in your own private time, I don't give a fuck. I really feel like that's what most people feel, you know? Like, I don't care.
Man and live as one, okay, no skin off my nose. You want to call yourself a zir-zim in your weird online community away from me? Okay, you do you.
Listen, you want a furry role play? Again, I don't give a shit. Do whatever you want. In your private life, you can do what you want as long as it doesn't actually affect anyone around you. I don't care.
You want me to treat most people with decency, even if I don't agree with some of the things that they're doing? Obviously, unless those things are illegal, that's a different story. Then, sure, that's fine. I can do that.
I don't care.
You see, the problem is, these activists and the people in these movements have put...
This literally just happened to me. I bought pizza, and I was walking away from, like, and there was leftovers. We got, two pies. For two people, which was not a smart move, but we wanted to try both pies. So we bought both pies. There was leftover pizza. I'm walking away. I'm holding the pizza box. And there was a homeless person on the street that, like, you know, stopped me to ask me for money. And I was like, you know what? This is fresh pizza. And I gave them the pizza. I just handed them the pizza box. I'm like, would you like this? The person said, like really? Like, you, is this fresh? And I was like, yeah, I just got it right now. And the person said, oh, thank you. I said, all right, have a nice day, sir. And she stopped me and said, it's ma'am. I said, have a good day, ma'am. And I walked away. And it's like, I'm not going to fucking fight with a random homeless person on pronouns after I literally just gave them fucking pizza for free. Okay? Like, but at the same time, no one gives a shit. It was pineapple pizza, so ha, that bitch is eating ass. Yeah, that's right. No, I'm kidding. It wasn't pineapple pizza. I'm not that evil.
push people like me and probably a lot of you way too far. Somewhere along this psycho road, this stopped being about decency and the tenets of live and let live, and became about forcing compliance, compelling speech, forcing women especially into situations that are unsafe or make us feel deeply and inherently uncomfortable. Mm. And so the acceleration—
Listen, women's rights are important unless they're Israeli women or there are women that are abused by biological men. Otherwise, women are all valid. Hot take.
And of this forced compliance and these crazy situations have forced people like me, the people who've long been in the middle, just floating around being pretty indifferent, right over the edge of the cliff.
That's it, baby.
So now,
radicalization works both ways. On the one hand, you could have a far right guy radicalizing you to become far right, or you could have a far left retard pushing you to become more far right. I'm just saying, it works both ways.
No, I won't use your preferred pronouns. I don't want men in women's bathrooms and locker rooms, no matter how much of a wallflower that man is. I no longer believe that the Zirzims are harmless internet dorks. I see them as people perpetuating genuine mental illness.
Like, and this is the crazy thing. I feel like this is the public opinion at this point. People are so frustrated and fed up with being told how to think, what to do, to actively endangering other people because it happens. Maybe it statistically doesn't happen that much, but it happens too much. And no one wants to do any of this shit.
The support of politicians and academia and the medical community and basically every other institution under the sun.
So— I mean, dude, Neil deGrasse Tyson was a respected astrophysicist, okay? But he somehow thinks that biological men do not have an advantage in women's sports if they're transgender, okay? That is when science died.
So if you're here watching this, part of this group of people, wondering why it seems that everyone turned on you so quickly, or if you're like me and you're like, yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised, this was always going to get like this, but Sydney, please tell me more. I'm gonna walk you all through how we ended up at this exact spot in time. And of course,
all right,
it all started very lore subtly dive. And insidiously.
Transgender lore dive, what has happened to us?
As these things so often do. In the early 2010s, progressive companies, HR departments and universities around North America started adopting preferred pronoun policies.
Uh-oh.
The University of Michigan—
Look, it all starts with a tickle. It all starts with a trickle before it ends up a waterfall.
And for example, introduced a system in 2013 allowing students to designate pronouns, he, she, z, zer, on class rosters.
Yeah, but why the fuck should children be able to do this? Like, it's crazy. It's insane. Iraq just approved 9-year-old child brides. Bro, why is that relevant? Yes, they did do that, and that's pretty fucked up. Agreed. You know why? Because children can't consent. And you know what that entails? Consenting! They shouldn't be able to become Z-zers, Z-zims, go on puberty blockers, and whatever the other fuck happens.
With the expectation that professors comply with this self-identification. Employees were also encouraged to add pronouns to their email signatures at particular companies. The concept of non-binary was already swirling—
Z-zim-her, what is this?
—around Tumblr and Twitter, but now these fringe identities and psycho-neo-pronouns were showing up in the real world. Non-compliance, at this point, wasn't heavily penalized.
God.
Everything was painted as voluntary, but cultural pressure started to accelerate.
Yeah, and that's how it happens, because again, these are victims of society. Society doesn't respect them like they deserve. So therefore, now that they're the victims, they become the main characters. And now that they're the main characters, it's time to use their victimhood to oppress other people.
I'm non-binary, and this is why I use this abbreviation and not this one. Today—
What the fuck?
Today I'm going to show you how to use A-air pronouns in sentences.
What?
So let's go. A-air pronouns are a form of neopronouns, and—
They're a form of neopronouns, like xenopronouns, noun self pronouns, emoji self pronouns. Dog, at what point is it a mental illness?
Oh my goodness, isn't that just so beautiful?
So one of the unexpected parts about being a tall trans femme—
One of the unexpected parts of being a tall trans femme is that when I walk into women's bathrooms, they all get scared of me.
Is the amount of times I'll be walking behind a woman on the streets and I'll, like, you know, skirt around because I got long legs and places to be. And then they're, like, scared because they think that I'm a man. And I'm like, no, I'm sorry. I'm on your team.
Bye.
Wait. One of the funny things about being a trans femme is that you could stalk women and they'll be terrified because they think it's a man stalking them, when in actuality it's just a girl with a penis and a beard stalking them. Ha! Epic troll. What is going on? Oh my god, that's terrifying.
In 2013, Australia was allowing people to put X as a gender marker on their passport.
Dude, I'm telling you, buckling is the worst. You give a finger, they want a hand. Never twist your own ideals, because at some point it'll be too late.
This was adopted by other places around the world. News outlets like The Guardian and NPR started writing pieces about non-binary identities, confusingly using they to refer to these people. By 2014, Laverne Cox appeared on the cover of Time magazine with the headline, "The Transgender Tip."
Wait, so this is a trans woman whose name is Cox? Like... Not trying to, like, say anything here, anything.
Tipping point. Just a year later, we had Jazz Jennings on everyone's screen, the young boy who is marked as transgender and going through a very, very public transition. Celebrities like Miley Cyrus were coming out as genderqueer, and at this time too, misgendering someone online, calling a trans-identified male he, which you still really can't do here on YouTube, triggered intense viral outrage, doxing, social ostracism, and even job loss. Social media platforms were banning people left, right, and center, and honestly, they still kind of are.
Can you explain why misgendering is an act of violence?
A Christian teacher who...
It's not an act of violence. It's not violence. See, but that's why these people take it to such an extreme. These people take it to such an extreme because, like, people say that, okay, so now we are going to start putting, birth assigned... sex assigned at birth on passports. And their response is, that's violence and it's trans genocide. No, it's literally not that at all. Okay, it's not that at all. At the very worst, you could say you're offended. But it's not trans genocide. The word genocide has lost all meaning in the last year. I see people using genocide to describe everything. All right? If you call someone that wants to be called a she, if you call them a he, that's not genocide. Oh my god. It's actually mind-boggling how that word has just become a buzzword for people. Hogwarts Legacy was genocide. I genocided lunch today. The word genocide lost all meaning. Literally. Oh my god.
Was banned from teaching for misgendering a pupil has lost his high court battle.
He got the axe for failing to use a transgender student's preferred pronouns.
The social enforcement was fierce and the legal enforcement wasn't too far behind. As we saw that not too long after all of this, UK police were showing up at people's houses to arrest them for misgendering people online.
The UK police is arresting people for misgendering people online? What the fuck? Oh my god. And they wonder why it pushed people over the edge, huh?
By 2016, Canada's Bill C-16 blew up in a major way.
Canada.
The legislation was designed to amend the Canadian Human Rights Act to include gender identity or expression, but all it did was upset people about its propensity for compelled pronoun use. And it gave us Jordan Peterson, who at the time was a professor at the University of Toronto.
Wait, Jordan Peterson was just a professor in Toronto, and then gender pronouns literally pushed him off the edge and he became a political commentator. That's the craziest fucking Batman arc I've ever seen in my life.
and who refused patently to use pronouns like zeer and they.
Oh my god.
Mentally unwell people.
That's crazy. Literally. The fucking transgender movement birthed Jordan Peterson. Dog. Dude, that's incredible. They fired him because he wouldn't conform, and they accidentally made one of the biggest right-wing voices in the world. Oh my god. Talk about literally inventing your own enemies.
Lobsters.
In the same year, the U.S. Department of Education issued a directive to public schools that forced them to let trans-identified students use the bathroom and locker room that matched their gender identity. If the schools refused, they risked federal funding cuts. Around the same time, the New York City Commission on Human Rights declared that the refusal...
Again, I feel like it's crazy. Why do some people's quote-unquote rights overwrite other people's rights? Why is it fair for biological women to be terrified in a bathroom, or in a locker room, or in a boxing rink? Why should their rights be overwritten by someone else's rights?
Refusal to use a person's preferred pronouns, including zeer and here, I haven't heard of here, that's a new one, could be discriminatory under city law with fines up to $250,000 for employers and landlords.
Oh my god!
Just because they don't want to call you
that's
here.
That's crazy!
It's spelled H-I-R. Yeah, I know, it's very weird. Unsurprising to absolutely none of you, after this, things started to go downhill pretty quickly. While many trans activists continued to argue that they just wanted to be left alone and live their lives, the wider population...
Yeah, I don't think any of the activists say that. I do think that some of the trans, the people that, you know, come out as trans or whatever, I feel like those people just want to, you know, live their own life. But the activists, they're all evil. Gulag! You ruined it for everyone else! Activists are literally ruining shit for the people that they fight for every single time.
...was being subjected to both legal and social compliance.
It's like every time I see environmental activists, like, you know, gluing themselves to streets or some shit, I immediately do something to ruin the environment. I'm such a petty motherfucker. No, I don't actually do that. All right, that was a joke. Unless...
Because of course they were! By 2018, they were pushing to erase women from discussions around pregnancy, motherhood, and menstruation, arguing it excluded trans men and non-binary people.
Pregnant people. Why does it do this? Why are we fucking doing this? I don't understand.
Pushed to change terms like woman to uterus owner.
Someone in my chat just said, it's so scary to be in a female locker room and hear a deep male voice, I immediately covered up. Again, why are the rights of this incredibly small minority somehow fair and valid enough to trample the rights of other people? It's crazy.
Or mother to pregnant person.
pregnant person.
Politicians started adopting this language.
The largest labor union in the country, the National Education Association, had been proposing a resolution for future contracts to replace the word mother with birthing parent.
That was in the White House. They want to change mother to birthing parent. They're still doing this.
Shifted from, in places, from using the term mother to birthing people.
Health equity for black birthing people.
And birthing people.
Birthing people.
When asked...
What is going on? This is insane. This is crazy. These people are all just terrified to offend Twitter.
American judges couldn't and refused to define what a woman is.
Can you provide a definition for the word woman?
Oh, it's so crazy when people lose their mind over this. The what is a woman question? How does it work every time? It's crazy.
Can I provide a definition?
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah.
I can't.
What? You can't?
Not what? In okay. This context. So I'm not a biologist.
What? No.
To be clear, you wrote this.
I cannot, she said. See, if anyone asks me this question, if I ever bump into like Matt Walsh or one of those people and they say to me, Nux, can you please define woman? I would say, sure. Here you go. Take a look at this video. For those of you curious, this is liberal women scream therapy because Trump was elected. So that's what I would use. All right. If someone says, what is a woman? I would just show them that video. Avoid the question entirely. Everyone will know what I mean.
This while you were a sitting judge, 2017, you were on the bench.
That is correct. After okay. a case I had.
So as I understand it, you don't think that there really is any clear cut distinction between male and female as biological categories. Is that correct? That's what you wrote.
What am I even listening to? How are judges meant to interpret the law when they can't even interpret biology? This is alarming on all the alarming levels.
Kind of terrifyingly, this wasn't only a political and social issue. The medical community was starting to participate. Of course, not only in the language changes, but the just kind of...
That's the wild stuff is when like doctors change their understandings of things in general. Like, again, different doctor in my family. Oh, fuck me. I can never outlive the fucking, the Jew connection allegations. All right, so listen. So one of my doctors in my family is an emergency room doctor. Another one is a neurologist, okay? Guys, don't ask questions, okay? I have a lot of doctors in the family. I am definitely the disappointment here, okay? So a doctor in my family, a neurologist, 20 years ago, there was a disease called gender dysphoria that he treated. Now, let's just say textbooks have changed and this family member of mine gets very in difficult situations sometimes. I'm just saying, this is what I've heard, okay?
Of general mass delusion that was taking place. People in the scientific communities started insisting that there were more than two sexes, tying themselves in knots trying to justify this position.
Nux has a big family. I don't have a big family. They're just all doctors and lawyers.
We ended up with terms like sex assigned at birth and the insistence even from some outfits that men...
Let's talk about pregnant men. Yes, they exist. Oh yeah, well, define man! And then they're cooked. It's over. I mean, that's the craziest thing. Like, these articles are so fun. Let's talk about pregnant men. Yes, they exist. Okay, so how do you define man then?
Can give birth.
Do you believe then that men can become pregnant and have abortions?
Yes.
Dr. Kumar, yes. Can biological men...
Oh, that's a doctor. That's it then.
...become pregnant and give birth?
Holy shit, did he hear his question? Could biological men... Like, he is teeing them up.
So men can have pregnancies, especially trans men.
Can men get pregnant?
Why did he change that question? Why did he change the question?
Pregnant.
I'm not aware of it.
Okay. Well, Mr. Secretary, materials coming from your department, you've referred to mothers as birthing persons.
She got him in a trap. She trapped him. If he doesn't think men can be pregnant, then why are they called birthing people instead of mothers? Ooh, checkmate.
Think that title with...
Are mothers not persons?
Mothers are persons, but it seems to be more inclusive, like you're trying to include another gender in that.
I'm all about inclusion, Congresswoman.
By the way. This is, my name.
Oh my God.
This is Danny. I'm a non-binary.
What the?
My birther, for those of you who don't know, I gave birth to my child 20 months ago at home. It was beautiful. It was a spiritual experience.
I've had spiritual experiences in my life. None of them were giving birth in my home.
Thank you. I did it as a non-binary person. Oh. Not as a woman, just to be very clear.
Some medical professionals have insisted and continue to insist that there is no difference between trans-identified males and a female when it comes to female sports.
Well, that's just factually wrong. I hate when people, like, literally throw facts in the garbage.
That men should be allowed to compete against women, giving us the likes of Leah Thomas and other athletes who have stolen opportunities and wins from female competitors.
I love when this is brought up because almost everyone says, oh, but it's so rare though. I'm pretty sure 890 trophies were won by trans people in female sports. 800, that's a lot of trophies, right? That's a lot of trophies.
Field. In June, a complaint was filed by the families of three girls who say allowing transgender athletes to compete in sports as the gender they identify with unfairly discriminates against their daughters.
But I also...
It's so weird how there are no trans men in men's sports, though. Have you noticed that there's no transgender athletes in men's sports? It's kind of weird how that happened. Probably a coincidence.
Don't need
anybody's permission to be myself and to do the sport that I love.
So yeah, no one's, again, no one cares what you do in your own private time. No one's forcing you to not play soccer because you're transgender or because you consider yourself non-binary or whatever, any of that shit. No one wants to stop you from playing sports, okay? It's just competing with people in a way that it eradicates their rights.
Oh, like this idea that, like, oh, you're not a biological woman. Well, I am a woman. That's a fact. I am female. So all my identity records, my racing license, my medical records all say female, mm-hmm. right? And I'm pretty sure I'm made of biological stuff. So I'm a biological female.
That's the greatest argument I've ever heard. I am biologic, and I identify as female. So, I mean, there we go. I guess I'm made out of stuff, huh? That's right.
Well,
I can't say
what science, bitch.
I want to say here, I will get banned from YouTube. I was actually quite happy earlier when I read this article saying that the asteroid that's set to hit our planet in a couple years will probably not hit it anymore.
Give me the
and
asteroid!
Then I watched this clip.
Bring it
and
back!
Now I yearn for the meteor!
Yeah!
By this time, TikTok was in full swing, and you
all
know how much I love TikTok. And it became a breeding ground for mental illness and all of this gender insanity. Young people were ideologically captured, and all of this started showing
up. This is the worst compilation I've ever seen in my life.
Up much, much more in schools and in...
Oh, no, Dad, I'm trans for a little girl. Come on, dude.
Universities and in the medical field where kids were insisting that they were something other than their sex. To answer this growing demand, gender clinics started popping up all over the place. Doctors made lighthearted TikToks talking about performing double mastectomies on healthy young people.
Gender clinics across the country have seen a huge rise in child referrals.
Our journey with a trans...
Why should children be, like, even if you're the most hardcore leftist on the planet, how could you do this to children, bro? How could you do this? They can't consent to shit. They can't drink. They can't drive. They can't vote. They can't go to the military. But they could consent to get their dick snipped off? Like, this is insanity. It makes no logical sense.
Transgender child.
You know, we've seen staggering growth in gender medical treatment for children.
My name is Ella, and I'm 7 years old, and I'm transgender.
Dog, a seven-year-old doesn't even need to know what transgender means. What is going on?
UK's Tavistock Institute was prescribing puberty blockers to people as young as 10, insisting children must be gender-affirmed early on, lest they go and, you know, do horrible things to themselves. The insanity was absolutely everywhere, coming at us from all sides. And rather than seeing this, rather than identifying the growing backlash and anger and frustration coming from the wider population and trying to be understanding, the trans activist gender movement people instead decided to double down. Wow, that's...
Yeah, that always works, guys. The best way to be accepted in society is to be a nuisance to everyone around you. That's right. That'll make everyone accept and love you so much more.
So crazy. I can't believe they did that. That's just
didn't
totally
that
unexpected for
again,
me.
Again, you give a finger, they want a hand. That's how it works.
Threats from trans-identified males towards women, they...
Decapitate TERFs? No shot you're having trans women actually threatening the lives of women. Oh my god! What is happening? Actual clown world! What is TERFs? I don't know. It's women that don't like trans people or something. Oh god. Oh fuck. This is crazy. How is this not incitement of violence? Like actual criminal shit. God damn. Nux, did you consent to having your dick snipped at 8 days? Yeah, well, a circumcision doesn't actually fucking affect shit. It doesn't change anything. Actually chopping it off and doing a whole ass surgery, that's very different.
label as hateful became...
TERF stands for Trans Exclusionary Radical Feminists. Radical Feminists! Yeah, the radical feminists that don't want trans men to beat the shit out of you.
Commonplace. Images of women being hanged with captions like dead TERFs or kill a TERF have circulated...
How is this okay? How could decapitate TERFs trend?
Across the internet, cheered on by so many. While they scream about just wanting acceptance, they fail to rein...
Dude, this is awful. Oh my god.
...rein in the worst actors among them, including those perpetuating legitimately violent rhetoric.
It's crazy. If you're on the good side of history, according to them, you could do literally anything. If you're on the bad side of history, you should be executed. Imagine women saying kill trans people in public. They would be imprisoned. For hate crimes. Like, holy shit.
They come here and be really fluffy and be really nice and say, yeah, be really lovely and queer and gay. Nah, if you see a TERF, punch him in the fucking face.
T-shirts with messages like trans rights or else and...
This is insane. It's crazy. What if I had an ideology that, wasn't accepted by a lot of people and I said we should fight my ideology literally with force? Look, what can I say? Our taxpayer dollars going to USAID going to good work.
And protect trans kids with images of knives or guns have been seen at trans protests across the country. Countless stories about males exposing themselves to women and young girls in locker rooms and bathrooms have made headlines, met with silence from trans activists, of course. Incidences of women being essayed by trans-identified males in prison have gone ignored by the community that fights for their inclusion at
obviously. No one wants to talk about the... No one wants to tell you news that goes against your message. Rather, just close your ears to atrocities committed by the shit you're promoting. Because, hey, that's much better.
Cost of harming women. Even the most hailed trans activists have behaved wildly inappropriately, with one incident making national headlines when Rose Montoya was seen partially naked on the White House lawn in 2023. The message that... Everyone who disagrees with you must be a Nazi has eroded any attempts to reach common ground.
I love that, to be honest. I literally love that. I feel like this is like a classic like leftist talking point that literally it pushes everyone away from your cause. It pushes everyone away from your cause. If you don't agree with me, you're a Nazi. That's what they all say. And honestly, that means you don't want a middle ground. Literally, it means you don't want a middle ground. I mean, another example of this is like Israel, for example. Israel offered a two-state solution to different Palestinian groups 4 times over the last bunch of years, always rejected because they said, no, we don't want any Jews in Israel. That's why it was rejected 4 times. Now, well, why isn't Israel giving a two-state solution? Like, and it happens every time. If you write your message out, literally you write the message... You say, anyone that doesn't agree with me is a Nazi? Well, why are people gonna want to find a middle ground?
But worse than that, it has emboldened people to continue making violent threats in the name of protecting themselves. Like this video, for example, that circulated in 2023, where a trans-identified individual made several alarming remarks.
I dare you to try and stop me from going into a women's bathroom.
That is a threat! That's terrifying.
It will be the last mistake you ever make. I dare you to try and stop a transgender woman in my presence from using the bathroom.
Holy shit.
It will be the last mistake you ever make. This is a call to action.
That's very, very feminine.
You need to arm up. Plan.
What?
Simple. Go out, God. Buy a gun.
That is the most womanly threat I've ever heard.
You need to protect yourself and you need to protect your fellow transgender brothers and sisters and theys and thems. You need to protect the rest of us in the LGB community, as I'm going to do myself. Because...
What?
Because there are lots of people like me who are not afraid to die.
Bro, this person is going to get some men's rights and men's lefts right in their face. God damn.
I always find these type of...
They're pro-gun when it's literally killing men.
The video is really interesting because they're usually being...
She's not transgender, she's trans fat fuck. Oh, chat, stop!
...being made for people who can't even run up a hill. The people that you're instructing to get firearms,
probably think they're too heavy.
It actually just makes me think of an army of David Hugs, and I don't find that particularly intimidating.
The notion that someone stopping you from using a bathroom is worthy of physical violence is a direct result of the ideas that trans activists have been spreading for over a decade. That anyone who doesn't abide by the growing insanity of the gender ideology and trans movements is a direct threat.
Wait, that's even, that's
growing
insane.
Growing insanity of the gender ideology and...
This is why people can't, like, I feel like sometimes the people that are, advocating for this are actually fucking industry plants put there by the other party. This has to be some sort of operative. Protect undocumented queer trans folks? Undocumented queer trans folks. This has to be a psyop, bro.
Trans movements is a direct threat. The many, many, many viral It's Ma'am moments certainly haven't helped bring the public around to accepting these types of ideas and behaviors.
It's Ma'am! It's Ma'am! That's what this individual is yelling.
In civil society. Once again, putting it mildly.
Say what you want to about the It's Ma'am crowd, but they have given us a lot of very fun videos to laugh at over the years.
Listen, I'm just saying, you can either cry about the state of the world, or you can laugh at the state of the world. Join me! Chaos on this channel! Subscribe for more chaos! It's what we do here!
I'm just trying to give you guys some silver linings here. The irony for me, and I'm not quite sure how to articulate this, but I'm gonna do my best, is that many trans activists and allies from the trans and gender-based communities, these movements, paint themselves typically as the victim in all of this.
Literally, they paint themselves as the victim in everything. Every single time. It's actually Victim Olympics.
The fact that they are, in fact, the most aggressive perpetrators online a lot of the time, and typically...
Literally, it's actual cry-bullying. The entire... It's a giant community of cry-bullies. It's crazy. It's actually wild. They are very inclusive. Unless you're a white guy. In which case, they're gonna cook you.
The ones making these situations even worse? I just really struggled to see how the most aggressive voices in a community and across an issue who are contributing to people getting doxxed and fired and harassed and whatnot are the victims?
Like, it's crazy. Like, when you say it, it makes no sense. But I feel like that's literally been the state of, honestly, the far left for a very long time. A very long time. Bro, it's actually insane. If you're a trans, gay, retarded person, I would lick your feet, goddammit. That's how oppressed you are.
And all of that. I feel like I am missing something. The dots are not all connecting. Anyway.
It's wild. It's like, I am a marginalized minority victim. How dare you speak to me like that? I'm gonna kill you. And everyone's like, yeah, preach, queen.
All of this said, you might be asking...
Call me racist, but I actually treat all races equally. All right? I treat all races, all gender identities, all whatever. I give you the respect that you give me. Okay? That's what I do. I don't give a shit. Whatever you do in your private life. If you're an asshole, though, I will... I'm sorry. I'm just gonna go wild. Toxic to toxic people, wholesome to wholesome people. This is what you do. You do not buckle on your ideals, okay? Just because I treat people with the respect that they treat me, that doesn't mean I need to fucking buckle my ideals in order to kiss the ground you walk on.
Sydney, what's the net effect of all of these things? Well, I will tell you.
Yeah. No, they've literally paved their own road to hell. It's crazy. They absolutely undermine their own movement every single time. And now Trump is in America, and the first thing he fucking said, the first thing Trump said was, two genders. And literally everyone applauded.
People are tired. They are tired of walking on eggshells. And they are fed up with being accused of bigotry or transphobia, lest they use the...
Not just transphobia. They call you genocidal. That's the new thing. Because transphobia, it's not an insult anymore to a lot of people. Because if you're called transphobic, then it's like, all right, whatever, all right, sure, whatever. You know, everyone's called transphobic these days. But bro, they changed the terms to genocidal. Because if there's an M on the passport instead of an F, it means you want transgenocide, which is not true. It's a lie. I'm telling you, every time, I am telling you, the word genocide is the new Nazi. People didn't catch on to this one yet, but genocide is the new Nazi. Every time you see the word genocide in a tweet, match it to the Google definition of genocide, and I swear to you 99% of the time it'll be false.
Wrong pronoun with a stranger that they meet in the store. Many people...
No, literally, you bump into someone in the store and you say, sorry, sir, they'll say, it's ma'am, and they'll film you and they'll post it on the internet and then people will harass you. Like, that's not normal.
Me included, are tired of watching language be altered and erased to accommodate a fraction of the population, erasing age-old truths that we have known and understood since the beginning of recorded history. So yeah, it's not crazy. Really a mystery why the pendulum is doing a backswing right now. Depending on your...
Again, the pendulum swings back because once it swings all the way to the far... to any side, let's say left in this analogy, far left, it's just gonna come right back down because society cannot survive. It can't survive with the radical left creatures trying to control everyone's thoughts and speech. People in England getting arrested for praying next to an abortion clinic? Like, what the fuck?
Perspective, the funny or sad
pendulum's doing a goddamn backflip at this point.
Part here in all of this is how many people actually
you want to hear a hot take? Don't clip this one, okay? Well, I don't, whatever you think, do not clip this hot take. It's too hot. I think the natural pendulum swing was supposed to be a few years ago, but because of the shadow government's manipulation and funding, they kept pulling the pendulum further than it was naturally supposed to go. So right now, the pendulum swing is falling with an even bigger velocity than it naturally should have. I don't know, that's a crazy take. I don't know, anyway.
Just
listen, I'm not going to say 2020 when it was supposed to swing. I'm not talking about any sorts of conspiracy theories here or anything. But I think the pendulum was pulled back artificially further than it should have.
Used to wholesale support and or accept the trans movement and its objectives and many of its people. But as time has worn on, those same people have become infinitely less accepting because of the tactics used by the trans community.
For sure. I feel like that this entire pendulum swing shit, it literally taught me to not buckle on anything ideologically. Really. Because the first time I heard that they were introducing, you know, female custodies in Warhammer, I didn't care. I was like, okay, what does that matter? But now, I will not budge on this. Not even an ounce. I don't give you anything. Nothing.
Enforcing their acceptance. Are we seeing a trend here? In their attempts to...
I am a radical centrist, goddammit! Oh my god, this is crazy. I've literally been so fucking radicalized by the internet. And I know I am. I am radical in my own beliefs. And I am not willing to buckle an iota away from my actual radical, chaotic, neutral position.
Basically shame and attack people into compliance, they have instead caused a ton of the broader community to jump ship. People don't take too... kindly to children being exposed to things like drag shows. Hypersexualized?
Yeah, I don't think children should be exposed to literally anything, even remotely sexualized, to be honest. Anything remotely sexualized should be considered public obscenities. There should actually be obscenity laws to, like, I've seen pride parades where people had their balls hanging out of their skirts, and honestly, that should absolutely fall under public obscenity laws, like, without a shadow of a doubt. Literally without a shadow of a doubt.
Events. They don't like seeing drag performances at school assemblies and class education that is graphic and misleading, telling little children that gender is a spectrum and sex is not, in fact, immutable. The hostility with which trans activists and allies approach arguments, the refusal to acknowledge the realities of our biological nature, and the constant attempts to change language to accommodate people's precious feelings
has
accelerated the disdain and anger in the broader community.
No one hurts a cause like the activists to literally that cause. I'm telling you, and you'll see it again and again and again. I feel like I'm giving an entire audience, my entire audience is like slowly developing like this downfall fetish. And honestly, I'm going to continue supporting that. We support downfalls here. Hell yeah, dude.
And I can assure you this.
Especially if they're self-induced.
Pendulum swing is about to get much worse. Or better, depending on which side of the aisle you're on.
Yeah, we'll see.
How you feel about all of this. By refusing to put meaningful, logical limits on self-identification, by blurring the lines between science and ideology and forcing their ideas onto the wider population, trans activists and their allies have ensured that all of the ground that they have achieved in recent years is going to be reversed.
100%. No one hurts a cause like an activist to that cause. Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Literally. They always take it too far, and now no one wants to give in to anything. Literally.
So the bottom line is that whether or not people agree or disagree with what's currently happening, the backslide of support that we're currently seeing and the reversal of policies that we're currently seeing is entirely self-inflicted.
Literally.
I am personally of the opinion that most people probably would have been fine continuing this live and let live philosophy had the trans movement and its activists not gone completely off the bloody rails.
Yeah, but let me tell you a little thing about power. Power corrupts. And absolute power corrupts absolutely. I think enabling things only causes people to get more powerful and feel the ability and the right to only push boundaries even further. The issue is there is no bounds to corruption. And the more power a party gets, or a group gets, or an ideology gets, the more they actually want. They went high on power because they had absolute power. No one on the internet got as censored or as banned or as vilified as people who went against specific ideologies, specifically on the far left. And we're literally seeing that everywhere. And now the pendulum is swinging backwards. And enabling power corrupts as well. And you can't enable corruption. Sorry, I feel like that's the lesson.
At one point, there probably actually was a middle ground that could have been achieved.
Power doesn't corrupt, but reveals true colors. I mean, I disagree with you personally. I think power actually corrupts. I think it actively corrupts.
But again, these people made damn sure that that was never going to be the case. And now we have very much bypass that stage.
Yeah, so all the trans activists that blame Trump for this, I think you should be blaming the trans activists first and Trump second. Sorry, your own fault.
And just to be clear, I'm not saying any of this with a degree of glee or whatever. I
have glee. I like downfalls. What can I say? I'm sorry if this affects you, but listen, there's chaos and I'm gonna enjoy it anyway. too much glee on this channel. Subscribe if you like glee.
Honestly, would prefer just to be left alone, but apparently that's just too much to ask.
Yep, honestly, same. It's crazy. Trump never would have won if woke people just would have just shut up. For real. Every time they called him Hitler, they made him more popular.
In the end, my prediction here is that this entire movement is going to unravel. And honestly, although I'm not super sure what that looks like at its nth degree, I am very pleased that finally some sanity is making headway. Now on that note,
we'll
and before I open the floor to all of you, this is just a reminder, check out Incogni.
So that was a good video. I think that she really broke down, Sydney Watson, she really broke down this entire backswing really, really well. How it actually, it started off more or less people were accepting because it didn't really affect other people, so no one really cared. And it's only once it actually started growing into this actual Eldritchian horror, constricting the freedoms of the people around them and infecting everyone with a borderline fascist autocracy, forcing people into compliance or just straight up annihilation. That is when it took its own life. Completely corrupted. And honestly, I think that's a fair analysis. And what can I say? Downfalls? If you like downfalls, this is the place for you. Definitely subscribe for future downfalls. They're cooked. It's over. They're completely cooked. Hell yeah. Anyway, I'll see you in the next one for more downfalls, more chaos. Chaos galore. That's what we do here, baby. And for the love of God, don't be an activist. Holy moly. Activists are like, they're crazy. They're all of them. Literally all of them. Stay weird, fam. Like, subscribe.